good morning. Today's message is titled, God Moves Down the Road. It is based on the scripture, Luke 15, 11 to 31. Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 27 years by the South African apartheid government. His crime? Standing up to a government that was committing outrageously bad human rights abuses against humanity. When he was finally released, he called not for revenge, but for forgiveness, reconciliation, and loving one another. So, we can make a connection between this story and today's scripture. There lived a man with two sons. In our scripture, the younger son asked his father to give him a share of his inheritance. His father obliged and gave him his share. The younger son then left with his inheritance to a far country to squander all his wealth in wild living. If this man was living today, I believe he would have been involved in alcoholism, drugs, and womanizing. This is the situation that most of us find ourselves in. We ask God for our inheritance through request, then go out there to squander it and live our lives as though we do not know the name God. This son showed characteristics of a rebellious child. Children receive inheritance, if any, after the death of the parent. Therefore, for him to have requested for his portion means he was a rebellious child. I believe he demanded for his portion of his father's inheritance out of youthful exuberance. He felt he had come of age and could be on his own. Most times, children of God, out of rebellion, leave under the shadows of the Lord Almighty's wings prematurely and feel all hope is gone when we are faced with challenges of life. However, if you think about it, there are other reasons why the prodigal son asked for his inheritance. One reason may have been because back then only the oldest son got the inheritance. The younger son did not get anything. So it could have been that since he knew that once his father died, he would not get anything, he decided to ask for it while his father was alive. Today, I present a very simple message to you, my church family. Our God is faithful and forgiving. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us, no matter our sins. Each one of us seated here today means a lot to God. Regardless of the age or creed, God is always willing to forgive us when we run back to him. Parents, please learn to forgive yourself when you offend one another. Kindly forgive us when we go wrong. I know we can be a pain in your skin most times, but please do well to forgive us. My dear young ones, let us learn to forgive. No one is too young or too old to be forgiven or to be forgiven. For in forgiveness we are forgiven, as we are told in the Lord's Prayer. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. May the Lord bless us all with a forgiving heart. Amen.